Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, 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 good morning. Wake up, Kansas City! It's time to Hustle and Shine. Reporting live from the Brown and Krupa Studios. It's Brian B. Shining.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 559 on your time. It's a high of 90 today. Currently 69, clear skies at the Kansas City Zoo.
Hi, D!
What's up, man? How you feeling on this Get Right Wednesday?
Man, want to send happy birthday to Patrick Levon Mahomes in second. Happy 30th birthday, my dog.
Woo woo, let us know where the party at. You know we got the bottles on deck.
1587 Prime.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like. Look, y'all, this morning, Wellness Wednesday, we got later on with Dr. LaTanya. Plus, we got plenty of opportunities for your shot at $1,000 in free fall cash.
And your TMG goes down at your 23s. Dave Dash has, of course, another memorable interview on The Breakfast Club where he talks about filing for bankruptcy and him and Charlamagne get into it back and forth. But it's actually funny this time.
You sure?
I think so.
Time to wiggle them hips. Yeah, yeah. We're in the middle of the week, y'all. Hump it out.
Hum it out, hum it out, hum it out.
Today is your chance to do the hump.
Come on.
Do it, baby.
I do the Humpty Hump. Come on, I do the Humpty Hump. Check me out, y'all. I do the Humpty Hump. Just watch me do the Humpty Hump. Yeah. Do you know what I'm doing? Doing the Humpty Hump. Come on. I do the Humpty Hump. I do the Humpty Hump.
Motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivate.
Sucker, sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
Here again is an opportunity to up your game. No matter how many times you've ignored that opportunity lately, today you can go forward with it. Up your game, improve your effectiveness, enjoy the satisfaction and tangible rewards of doing so. Make it challenging enough to give you a noticeable push past your complacency, but not so much that you end up discouraged. Strive forth a little faster, with a little bit more confidence. Prolong your focus, extend your patience, strengthen your discipline. For what you're already good at doing, explore ideas for becoming better. Where your interest is not yet matched by your competence, seek to learn and commit to practice. The good things in your life become even more valuable when you up your game. Challenges and obstacles lose their ability to overwhelm you. Gain access to new possibilities by skillfully utilizing the possibilities you already have. Choose now to up your game and allow the world to benefit from your good choice. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:23 on your time. It's a high of 92, currently 69 at the T-Mobile Center. Model and stepdaughter to Steve Harvey, Lori Harvey, opens up about battling with doctors and even them gaslighting her when she said she had complaints.
And when you keep telling these doctors who are supposed to be there to help you that you don't feel right and something's off and they keep telling you you're fine, it's almost like you're getting gaslit, you know? And so then you start questioning yourself. And so then you start to normalize all of these feelings thinking, okay, cool. They're saying I'm okay and everything's fine. So I guess this is something that I just have to live with.
I find that more Black women experience that, especially from doctors who are not of
color.
Our race.
Yeah. Absolutely. And it does get to a point where you're steady advocating for yourself. And my mom, like, she has a lot of things that she's battled with. And she does have a couple doctors. And sometimes they just are like, oh, well, just do this. And it's like, no, I'm coming to you every so often about this. You need to look into what I'm telling you.
Right. You don't even be understanding what we be going through. So it's like, how can you? It's like, as a doctor, you got to have some sort of sympathy or empathy for somebody else, because you can't feel what I feel.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially for, you know, it's already systematic oppression in the mix. And
black women, y'all be going through a lot, man. So it's important that they listen to y'all.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you when you're right now.
I'm with you when you're right.
Switching
wrong.
Over to talking about Snoop Dogg. He's reflecting on his youth football league. And today in the NFL, we actually see some of those stars.
I got 20 nominations for Grammys, 0 wins. But I got 40-something kids in the NFL. I want it all.
Where do you see yourself in 10 years?
I see myself, because in 10 years, I'll probably be, like, just starting my NFL career.
For real?
Yeah.
What the hell?
Jalen Smith, third-round pick from USC, as we said earlier, played in the Snoop Youth Football League.
The Chiefs had a former Snoop Dogg player, D'Anthony Thomas. Y'all remember him? Number 13 from 2014 when we drafted him. He was like Tyreek Hill, Diet Tyreek Hill.
Diet is crazy.
Yeah, so
yeah, he sent some stars to the league. I know he CJ Stroud with the Houston Texans, Juju Schuster, Jack Jones.
Another Chief.
Romeo Dobbs.
For the Packers, okay.
Uh-huh. Somebody else. Lenore. That first name is... I can't even try that first name. He plays with the 49ers, though.
That's good.
Start with
that's
a D.
Cool. I think I know who you're talking about. Yeah. But no, yeah. I loved coaching youth football. I couldn't do it. Can't do it now because of my personal life and things going on in. But, man, it's one of the best things that I've ever done in my life. It was a dream come true because I love coaching kids and love being involved in football and all that.
Yeah.
So you're really doing a service to the community when you do that.
Yeah, that's a dream of mine. I definitely want to do that one day for the women basketball teams or youth female basketball team. That definitely seems dope.
It's your boy, Funny Marco, a.k.a. Marco, and I'm hustling, shining in the morning. Make sure y'all tap in. Let's get it.
D, in a time where the plaza is undergoing a number of changes, so is another... I guess outside mall, outside outlet. Venue, outlet. Yeah. There we go. Thank you for that. The Legends, allegedly, is getting some new ownership. And it's been sold to Tang. I don't know if it's Tanger or Tanger. Mm-hmm. But they have acquired the shopping center for $130 million. That seems like that's on the low end. They got all type of stuff
that's
out
what
there.
I was saying. Like, I'm like, what? You got all of that for $130 million?
What? Excuse me?
We say that like we got $130
million. Right, exactly. Now, according
black people,
according to Tanger, Legends Outlets is 93% occupied. It's like that. Oh God, they will rename the shopping center too, so it will no longer be called the Legends. It'll be called Tanger Kansas City or Tanger. Don't hold me to that, y'all.
Ain't nobody calling it that.
Tanger.
I'm going to the Legends.
Kansas City at Legends. Okay, yeah. We still gonna call it the Legends. Okay.
Ain't nobody finna Tanger. Don't matter which one it is. Welcome to Kansas City, but we ain't calling it that.
Yeah. Hopefully,
there's no big changes.
Well, hopefully they get some more Husky stores out there. How about that?
Do you go out to the Legends? I do. I love the Legends.
A little bit. I enjoy it a lot. I love it. Mm-hmm. Because they got some things over there. Like, they got a polo outlet.
I was just going to say, that polo store be lit.
I'm just saying, man.
I love a good outlet because, you know, you go to the Puma out there, the Nike. The deals are so much better when you go to those stores. Even the Coach outlet.
To get it up and make it happen.
The deals are crazy. So if you're looking for some deals, you know what I'm saying, go ahead to the Legends before they change the name.
This is Gospel Elementary. We are the hosts of Hustle and Shining. Ohio for the 3 gems.
Shout out to all the cousins that have been hitting that Hustle and Shine text line. Big shout out to our cousin Stacey Davis, Jaden, Cameron, Nevaeh, and Carter. Shout out to Rich Harris, always tapped in with us. Darius Spencer, Brandy Hunter, Carmen Nard. And a big shout out, a big Hustle and Shine shout out to my mama Hustle. She gonna be in the Kansas City this weekend, and she'll be here starting tomorrow. So I'm so excited.
Twin.
I don't know where to stop first. Like, I'm of course I'm gonna bring her here to Hot 103 Jams, but outside of it, I'm like, I don't know where we should go first.
Go to Crown Center.
Okay. You know, I don't think she's been down there before.
Hey, shout out to Erica and Fabian for tapping in the Hustle and Shine in the morning every morning. We love and appreciate you and everybody else who got us locked in.
I had a neighbor, an elderly neighbor, who had to sell his house and move because he couldn't pay the property tax on his house.
I understand people's property taxes and everything have went up, but it's like, have they did enough research for people to see why it happened?
It's the only voice I have.
The property taxes are just completely out of hand.
I just think that some people are doing like a knee-jerk reaction to the information that was given to them.
I think it's just one step closer to transparency.
That's the sound of Kansas City as Jackson County voters wasted no time casting their ballots as no excuse absentee voting began yesterday for the recall election of County Executive Frank White Jr. The recall election scheduled for September 30th comes after months of legal battles and procedural delays that tested both voters' patience and election officials' preparation. So we'll get down and get the answers to this coming up next couple weeks, D.
Wanda, stand up. This is Tez Carter. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams. And don't forget to slam that Z.
Now, money is very important in this day and age. You always need it. And you always want it. And sometimes you can run into situations where you don't have, so you ask the people around you, which might push you to ask some family or some friends. There was a recent survey that revealed Americans have collectively borrowed an estimated $52 billion from personal contacts, with parents, siblings, and grandparents being the most common lenders. Mm-mm. So the question of the day really is, do you lend or borrow money from family?
I don't do either or.
So you ain't never got no money for nobody? Not saying you didn't ask.
No. Well, my mama, one time.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they're just coming.
One time, I got into a wreck, and I need a new car.
No, you didn't call Roger White?
I didn't.
Or Top Dog Law.
Look at you cross-promoting. No, my mama gave me, but I paid her back though on her birthday.
Well, yeah, maybe if like she lent it, yeah.
4 years ago, 4 years after that, I paid her back.
Wait, 4 years after the money she gave you?
Yes. But she didn't, it wasn't a situation where I was borrowing. She was giving it to me.
So why'd you pay her back?
Because I don't like having
this
that
feeling.
This
sounds like you did borrow the money. But you don't want to call it borrowing.
No, it wasn't a borrowing situation. That was, you know, she...
Because I understand how parents would be like, you just take this, you know, they don't expect it back. And then you just happen to give
it back.
I don't
ask people for stuff. So when I do ask, I think people's like, oh, he might really need some help or something. So, but I made sure that my mama got the money back, though, because I don't like that having over my head with nothing. Mm-hmm. I don't like owing you a breath of fresh air.
And he says this, meanwhile, cousins, he still owes me breakfast.
Okay, so I knew you was going
to
bring that up.
You know what? You walk yourself into it every time.
It's hard to get that together when we in here working and stuff.
I'm just teasing you.
No.
I'm just teasing you.
No, I got to get
you
that. You
the one going so hard about it. I just happen to remember.
I owe down on you. I ain't forgot about that.
Cousins, let us know. Do you lend or borrow money from family? Why or why not? Give us a call right now. 816-540-1033. Let us know if you lending and borrowing from family.
I ran out of lending when I realized that people don't do what you do. They'll call you for money, but they won't lend it back. So now I'm more into the borrowing era.
That's real.
You and your borrowing era. That's crazy.
But no, you know, and the lending part, the worst part about that is you calling somebody to check in when they going to give you your money back. It feel like you begging.
Right. You shouldn't have to force nobody to give you your money back or even call.
Mm-hmm. Facts. What's your name, cousin?
Jada.
Thank you so much, Jada, for calling.
No problem. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.
No. I don't give money unless I don't want it back. I'm scared to have it back.
That's smart.
Did you come to that conclusion after you ended up lending somebody some money and expected it back and didn't get it?
Yes and no. So I noticed that the family, friends, they're always looking for money back. And for me to have peace of mind, I decided not to even worry about that. If I don't have it to give, then I just don't lend it.
Okay, well, you can feel free to stop by the station. We can use a 50 ball real quick.
Yikes.
I ain't got it.
Dang.
You might be like me a little bit though. Like, my expectations are real low for people. Mm-hmm. So it's like, all right, if I give you this $25 or this $20, I'm not even finna hype myself up to try and get this later on. So yeah, I feel you on that totally.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. What's your name?
Lisa.
Thank you for calling, Lisa.
Absolutely. Have a good one.
You too.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
724, high of 90, currently 71 at the Genesis School. Cardi B has a very candid conversation with Kelly Rowland about her attempts to encourage rising female artists.
Hey, that's why sometimes when I see like a new little coming up with some shit, and I feel like they kind of cool, and I feel like people be dragging them, I be sliding in their DMs like, it's like, hey, you know, this temporary. This is a good and bad thing. But sometimes you gotta know who to do it with, because I have done that to that done went and my man and all that. So it's like, you gotta know who you being nice to.
Yikes. That took a turn. Yeah, you gotta know who you're reaching out to, because sometimes people can see your empathy for them as a weakness for you, which is unfortunate too, because you're just trying to come across and tell them that, hey, you got a support system, hey, what you're dealing with is temporary, and then whole time they have a whole nother agenda. So you definitely gotta watch your back on that. Switching over to Dame Dash, who had a very memorable interview yesterday over in New York at the Breakfast Club. He talked about the filing for bankruptcy and then even let them know, including Charlamagne, that he's just not as masculine as him.
The reason why I filed was because I've had $20 million of taxes. That's what chapter is for. The problem with filing is black people don't file because they don't understand it. And that's why when you guys talk about things, I wish you'd really do your research. ChatGPT does exist. I don't think you're a proper representation of the masculine black man. You know what I'm saying? I don't think you guys are.
I'm listening.
Okay. Your OG is Wendy Williams. Wasn't she your boss?
Yeah, at one point.
So she was your OG. She put you on and you should give her grace.
It was, I saw a lot of the parts of this. Dame Dash is clearly still in high school or college.
Why you say that? Like,
because that what he was doing, you a girl, you a woman, you're gay.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
He kept calling him gay and a woman. Like, it's like, bro, you can't come up with nothing better than that right now. Like, right. You can't intellectually take him down.
No. Yeah.
And like, Charlamagne just laughing at him and tagging him on. You know what I'm saying? And like, bro, you haven't grown at all since your Rockefeller days. Let alone since your college and high school days. You haven't grown mentally. You haven't grown spiritually at all. Your teeth still falling out. Like, for people like me who was in high school when Dame Dash was doing this thing and he was on all 10, it is a sad state of affairs from how he looks right now. He looks like a clown. I never thought I'd see Dame Dash in this light, in this day and age. But
this is all I really know him by, so.
As being a clown, huh? That's crazy.
Yeah, I just see him as,
That's crazy. He took a great fall from grace, and this is why Jay-Z left him.
Yikes. Well, there's that.
WTW. What the what?
Hey, what's the word?
Is what's the word?
Hey, what's the word?
On Hot 103 Jams.
This is where we break down a slang term or phrase that you may or may not be able to use in the workplace. Today's word, since we are taking on the New York Giants this weekend, we'll be in New York. We're going to take a slang out of their area. Okay. You've heard it before. It's mad. But adding mad in the front of a word to help exaggerate it.
Yeah,
I'm sure you've heard people say that before, right?
I got mad money.
Yep, that's a perfect example. So, you know, if you want to go outside and like for Brian, he hates 60, 70 degree weather.
Hello.
So for him, he'll be like, it's mad cold outside.
Yep.
Or mad brick is what some people say too.
Hello.
But it's not. It's not cold. It's cool. Or maybe your coworker's always running late, or your friend, or somebody's just always late.
Tanisha.
Don't do Lady T like that.
Damn.
And you'll be like, yo, you mad late. Or maybe it's somebody in your group or your friends that just says the most outrageous stuff ever. And then you just look at them and be like, yo, why would you say that? You mad wild for that.
Who was that?
I don't know. You don't be saying nothing too crazy. Ew. You just be dramatic. You don't be really saying nothing crazy. You just be, what are we talking about?
You feel me?
You got a little New York.
Because why are we talking about this?
So here
this?
You go, y'all.
Why?
So to any Chiefs fans, any Uh-oh. Part of the Chiefs kingdom that's headed over to New York, just use they slang on them. Hello. When they fumble the ball this Sunday.
You mad corny, son.
Okay. Tell them that. Tell them it was sent from Hustle and Shine in the morning.
With Duh. Mom.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
826, high of 90, currently 71 at Swopel. Rapper Cam'ron stops the interview with Adrian Broner, the boxer, because he continued to flirt with their co-host, Treasure.
You're amazing.
All right, hey, we gonna have to ask you to go. I'm gonna pay you for your time, for being.
I'm not doing it again.
I can't. I asked you the first time. I'm gonna pay you for your time, but you can't violate, bro. I told you that.
I'm not.
Nah, I told you, boyfriends are here. You know me with my brother.
Oh, my bad, bro.
If you wanna wait for us outside, you could.
Yeah. If Cam'ron is telling you gotta go and you stepped out of pocket, you definitely must have been out of pocket, because Cam'ron is. That's the state he's always in.
Yeah, I guess that was one of his homeboys' girlfriends or like, yeah.
Well, you kind of, sort of, but I understand too. Don't do too much. Like, this is still their co-host too. So it's like, and she's like super young and you just kind of pressing up on her. And I saw parts of the clip where he just kept flirting with her. And that stuff be uncomfortable.
I hope he ain't on something.
Oh, he definitely seemed like he was on something throughout that interview. Talk about a fall. The great fall. Yeah. Switching over, while talking with Gayle King, Cardi B reveals she is expecting her fourth child.
Well, yes, I am. I'm having a baby with my boyfriend, Stefan Diggs.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations. How are you feeling about that? And that this will be baby number four for you, Cardi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm excited. I'm happy. I feel like I'm in a good space. I feel very strong. I feel very powerful that I'm doing all this work, but I'm doing all this work while I'm creating a baby. Me and my man were very supportive of each other.
I know that they're still finalizing the divorce between Cardi B and Offset. She filed for divorce July 2024. So not too sure how long that's going to take, but I know that she did file over a year ago. And then October of 24 is when her and Stefan said that they kind of confirmed people's rumors of them dating. So
it was like a year before then. They would start messing around. Okay.
So, no, it was a year before what?
No. Before they say it to us.
Oh, that's what you're saying.
Yeah.
I can't co-sign that, big brother.
You
but
ain't got
it. You got to do that yourself. I'm going by the dates. Cardi liked to sue, so I'm reading what's on what's on paper.
No Tasha K over here.
Uh-huh. We ain't got 30 mil to throw away. No sirree.
Offset gonna cry in the car.
Yeah, he is. Yikes. Can't wait to see his post.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcement.
It's Virgo season. Happy birthday to those reliable, modest, and intelligent Virgos.
Hey, whose birthday? Put your hand up.
Sending over a happy birthday to gospel artist B.B. Winer. A happy birthday to a friend of Hustle and Shine in the Morning, former reality star on Basketball Wives, Jennifer Williams. A happy birthday to actress known for her role in Orange is the New Black. Happy birthday to Danielle Brooks. A big happy birthday to rapper Flo Rida. A major happy birthday to one of my favorite actors, known for his role in New York Undercover and Why Did I Get Married. Happy birthday to Malik Yoba. And last but not least, gotta say the best for last, one of the OGs of hip-hop, known as the Human Beatbox. Happy birthday to Dougie Fresh.
Okay, D, let's take it to the crib and wish some of our cousins and KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Breonna Pryor, Honey Wild, and Rico Mitchell. Sending birthday love to BB, LaShawn Wimbush Evans, and Wyandotte Weaver. Sending birthday love to Dwight Fennell Sr., India Clark. Plus a big special Hustle and Shine happy birthday to our quarterback, the GOAT of all GOATs, the man who will run you over and throw the ball right out of the stadium. Happy birthday to Patrick LeBron Mahomes II and everybody else born on September 17th. Happy birthday, Virgos. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
See you singing in the car.
Oh my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Hey.
Now it's time to play
What's the Name of the Show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
Good morning, cousin. It's Miss Cindy.
Hey, Miss Cindy. What you doing?
Hey. Today my birthday, just to let y'all know.
Happy birthday, girl.
Happy birthday. Okay.
Thank you.
What's your check engine light looking like, though?
Don't start. It ain't on. Anybody got time?
You ain't got no time
it's
for
my
me
birthday,
shining.
So be nice.
All right. I was trying to offer you some help, but it's okay.
All right, Miss Cindy. Look, we got two tickets to go see Cat Williams. We want to send you and a friend. That'll be a nice little birthday present, but you got to secure that bag and sing these lyrics with some passion. You ready for that?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Chill, life hard, and ex-lovers is like scars, because it stopped hurting, but never forgetting what it was. I wasn't young, and my biggest enemy was the club with voicemails on third rings.
We need a tragedy for one. Giving and it's time for me for one. Baby, we can be on chill tonight. Mm-hmm. Baby, we can be on chill tonight.
Hey! Since it's your birthday, you butchered that second line, but we gonna let it fly, Miss Cindy.
Period. Thank you.
No problem. You getting those two tickets to go see Cat Williams October 25th. And now your name is also qualified to win $1,000 in the free fall cash contest. Who you gonna say we should go see Cat?
My daughter. Shout out to Miss
Nay. Woo woo.
All right, cousin, go ahead and tell the town what morning show is getting you hooked up.
Hustle Shine in the morning.
Making that real money.
Hot 103 Jams cares about your well-being. It's Get Right Wednesday with Dr. LaTanya on Hot 103 Jams.
Did you know that your brain could grow like a muscle and improve intellectually? Dr. T. Alexander with Psychology Today reported there are 5 mistakes that we make that takes away from our brain power. 1, we need to train our brain with positivity and resist negative talk about our own potential. 2, we often deprive our brains of sleep. Quality sleep allows our brain to repair itself, so get sleep and avoid the cognitive drag. 3, alcohol can lead to self-sabotage. Moderate to heavy drinking can contribute to brain injury. 4, sometimes we don't give the brain structure and purpose. Having deadlines can help us focus, and having structure can help reduce procrastination. 5, gossip, candy, and negative distractions are all bad company for the brain. So today, don't forget to massage your brain with sleep, structure, positivity, and healthy foods. You're listening to Get Right Wednesdays with Dr. LaTanya, Hustle and Shine in the Morning on Hot 103 Jams.